China's Communist Party today introduced its new leaders to the world. The new lineup represents the most orderly transfer of power in the party's 81-year history. It also signals a generational shift, with all of the previous top leadership stepping down, except for the new general secretary, Hu Jintao. But as NPR's Rob Gifford reports, stepping down in China has never really meant giving up power.
If you thought old-style Kremlinology died with the Soviet Union, consider the scene in the Great Hall of the People in central Beijing today. No announcements, no open elections, of course, no leaks of leadership lineups. Just a room full of hundreds of journalists waiting for the new leaders of China to walk out from behind an ornate carved screen.
Let's warmly welcome the members of the standing committee.
As they walked out, hundreds of necks craned forward, hundreds of hands reached for their pocket guides to the Communist Party, trying desperately to see who was on first. In fact, who was on first? Hu Jintao, that is, the new general secretary. And he was easily recognizable, walking some 15 feet ahead of the others. But the journalists were scrambling to place the other eight. Who's that fourth in line? Is that President Jiang's man, second from the back? Who's the guy in the blue suit? Is he a reformer? The Communist Party long ago stopped airbrushing ousted leaders out of old photos, but it still manages to provide some moments of pure political theater. Hu Jintao then introduced his new team, except that it rapidly became clear that it wasn't his team at all, but the team of outgoing President Jiang Zemin. Joseph Cheng of City University in Hong Kong says that Jiang has managed to pack the Politburo with many of his cronies, the so-called Shanghai Mafia, and crucially, to maintain control of the military.
Among the nine standing committee members of the Politburo, six appear to be members generally looked upon as belonging to Shanghai Mafia, plus the fact that he still retains the chairmanship of the Central Military Affairs Commission of the party, it is generally expected that he will remain influential in the policy-making process in China.
Jiang was, to some degree, expected to retain influence, but eyebrows have been raised by some of his choices for promotion. The former party secretary of Beijing, Jia Qinglin, was implicated in a massive corruption scandal when in power in the southern province of Fujian. But because of his closeness to Jiang Zemin, he's said to have been best man at Jiang's wedding, he survived that scandal and has been promoted. Analysts say that his inclusion today puts a massive dent in the party's credibility in its fight against corruption. Though Hu Jintao will clearly find it difficult to be his own man, surrounded by Jiang's cronies, Joseph Cheng says it's not clear that, left to his own devices, he would actually want to follow a different path.
I certainly think that policies will not change in any significant way, at least in the initial 2-3 years. You may say that the policy agenda is already quite well mapped out, and the policy directions are also quite well defined. It is largely a matter of implementation and the pace of reform.
So whoever's in power, it looks like the party will continue to push for economic development while insisting on political stability. But in China's increasingly diverse and capitalistic society, that's becoming increasingly hard to do. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.